Blog Talk Radio. Information that you may
know or you may not know. I tell you that Sabbath is observed on Friday to noon and ends on Saturday evening around this time. So tomorrow until about this time, we will meet in the Sabbath. So keep that in mind. If you know of a church that is open on the Sabbath day, you should go to it and attend. That is, if you can. Many churches are closed down nowadays. And I think that's because our Father got tired of many of the pastors of different churches not telling the truth. They were looking for money, and that's not right. What they should be trying to do is save our souls. We should be told to repent and how to do those things. Repent and read the Bible. And for those, he told me many of years ago, and I was scared to do it, and I wouldn't do it until I got around late in my 50s. I said I would be able, better do it now. And I'm glad that I did. I was so shaken and nervous when I first got talking on the radio. I was shaking like a leaf on a tree. Yes, I was. On a cold winter's night. That's how scared I was. Now, on the blackboard that I have written, I want you all, in. It says 2 Kings, verse 15, but I am in the book of 1 Chronicles. God has blessed me to read up until 2 Chronicles 10. That's Old Testament. 1 Chronicles, and I'll spell it out to you. C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S, chapter 10. That's where I will start reading to you in a minute or so. And if you do not understand what I read to you, I want you to read it for yourself. I will give you a heads up on it, and you read it for yourself. Let me say a quick prayer to my Father in heaven, and I'm not supposed to, because I have said that I will stop saying that prayer every time I get ready to read this Bible to you. But I feel a need to, because I really need to be able to see what it is I'm reading to you sheep. And of course, you sheep should know to have your pen, paper, and pencil. Those of you who are old school, as I am, but for those young people who have notebooks and notepads or technological devices, you can have those too to jot down anything that I may state to you all. And I'll tell you my the son that I have chosen, my mother favorite song, one of her favorite songs by Lionel Richie. Yes, one of her favorite songs. And she was like 20 years or 19 years older than I, but she loved Lionel Richie's song. And that's the song that I play when I open up this show. Now, let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 10, and then I will start reading. I want you to read along with me. 9, the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. Spelled G-I-L-B-O-A. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Michal-Shua. That's spelled M-A-L-C-H-I hyphen S-H-U-A, the sons of Paul, of Saul. After the battle went sore against Saul and the archers, and the archers is someone who shoots a bow and arrow, hit him. The bow and arrow hits Saul, and he was wounded archer. Then said Saul to his armor bearer, draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith. These uncircumcised come and abuse me. But the armor bearer would not, for he was so afraid. And Saul took a sword from a sword and fell upon it. And when the armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. And Saul said, Saul died, and his three sons and his household died together. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook. Forsook means to leave or desert their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So they left the houses, their homes, and all that. They fled. And the Philistines came and lived in those places that they left from, the Hebrews left from. And it came to pass on tomorrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gibeon. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor and went into the city of the Philistines round about to carry tidings. Tidings means news unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their God and fastened his head in the temple of dragons. And when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and that means fearless men or courageous men. They went and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons and brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days and saw. So Saul died for aggressions which he had committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not. Someone just hung up on me, and they missed that Saul kept not the words of the Lord. Perhaps they will read this themselves, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it. He asked, before Saul was killed in battle, was not even against the word of the Lord, and he did not keep it. So as well as he had counsel with the familiar spirits to inquire of it. You're not supposed to deal with the soothsayers or fortune tellers. You're not supposed to inquire of those. So see, I know that you will not inquire of those things because I have told you this before. Verse 14, and inquire not of the Lord. Therefore, he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. Now, when the son of Jesse dies, when David, it's time for him to die, some of the people were saying, we have no part in David. We have nothing to do with the son of Jesse. You'll find that in 1 Kings, I read that to you, in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16. So, that's why the Israelites over there, they do not praise Jesse or the Lord like we do. We're not folks. We are the actual Israelites. We praise God and honor him more than not. Let's go to chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh, and moreover, in times past, even when Saul was king, thou was he that led us out Israel, and the Lord thy God said unto thee, thou shalt be my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel. That's what the Lord told David after Saul was passed. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David kings of Israel, according to thy word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land, and the inhabitants of Jebus, that's spelled Jebus, said to David, thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David, Jerusalem. So you see, who do not know, Jerusalem is Zion, as well as called the city of David. I tell you that I do not think I am wrong, because I have read this Bible. I'm on the third time reading it. And David dwelt in the castle before they called it the city of David. And he built the city around about, even from Milo around about, in Jabez. Let me spell that. In Joab, Joab repaired the rest of the city, and David waxed greater and greater, and the Lord of hosts was with him. There was also, excuse me, see, sometimes I mess up. I mean, I should not have said there was, but it says there also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom and with all Israel to make him king according to the words of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of mighty men whom David had: Jashobon, spelled Jashobean, and Hashmatite, spelled Hashomonite, the chief of the captains. He left up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. Really? And after him was Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Hishmite, spelled Ahoite, who was one of the three mightiest. He was with David at Pasdimon, that's spelled Pasdamin, and there was the Philistines were gathered together to battle where was the parcel of ground filled of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines, and they left themselves in the midst of that parcel. A parcel is a piece of land. It might be an acre of land or more or less, and delivered it and slew the Philistine. And the Lord saved them by a great deliverance. Now, three of the 30 captains went down to the Rock of David into the cave of Adullam, spelled A-D-U-L-L-M, and the host of the Philistines and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim, spelled R-E-P-H-A-I-M. And David was then in the hole, and the Philistine's garment was Beth-Garret, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, garrison. I said that total word wrong. Let me read it again to you, Steve. And David was then in the hole, and the Philistine garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate. And the three break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord and said, my God forbid it me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it. Therefore, I will not drink it. These things did these three mighties, and Ashbel, spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, the brother of Joab. Joab is spelled J-O-A-B. He was chief priest of these three, for lifting up his spear against 300. He slew them and had a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honorable than the two, for he was the captain. Howbeit, he attained not to the first three. Aniah, spelled B-E-N-A-I-A-H, the son of Jehoda, spelled J-E-H-O-I-A-D-A, the son of a valiant man of Kazil, spelled K-A-Ball, K-A-B-V-E-E-L, who had done many cats he slew to blind like men of Moab. I missed that the first two times I read this Bible. He slew two lion like men of Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snow day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. And I did not look up what 5 cubits meant. So we should know that 5 cubits is pretty high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand. He slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, spelled Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mightiest. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first three. And David sent him over, it says, and David set him over his guards and his brilliant men of the Bible. His valiant men of the Bible. Now, let me read verse 26 for you to hear, and hopefully I will be able to read it correctly. I want to, if I make a mistake, I didn't mean to, I just made a mistake. Verse 26, and the valiant men of the armies were Asael, spelled E-L, the brother of Joab is spelled J-O-A-B. Elhanan, spelled E-L-H-A-N-A-N, the son of Dodo. I had to be able to see it. Excuse me. Of Bethlehem. Shema, T-H, the Haranite, spelled H-A-R-O-R-I-T-E. Hazelridge, the Pelonite. Hazel is spelled H-E-L-E-Z. The Pelonite is spelled P-E-L-O-N-I-T-H. Ira, the son of Issachar, that's spelled I-K-K-E-S-H, the termite, spelled T-E-K-O-I-T-E, Abinish, the Ananite. Let me spell that for you, Abner, A-B-I. E-E-R, the Ananite, A-T, excuse me, A-N-T-O-T-H-I-T-E, Jezebel. I mispronounced it, and hopefully I will spell it HUSHHABBAI, the Hush Hag, spelled HUSHTI. Let me spell it again. HUSHATHIPE. ILAI, spell AHOHITE. The Myronite and the Nephilite. Let me spell these out to you. See, MAHARAI, the Methylite, spelled NETOPHATHITE, held the son of Fanatic. Let me spell these names out to you. Perhaps you think Pimpernel hate them better than I. HELED, the son, Banea, BAANAH, the Nephronite, NETOPHATHITE, Itai, THAI, the son of Rib. Bear, spell RIBAI, the Gibbert, GIBEAT. Let me spell that again, GIBEAH, the pretender of the children of Benjamin. Let me say that. That pertain, PERTAINED, to children of Benjamin. Benaniah, the Paranite, spelled PRIRAT, HONITA, Hero. I have 6 minutes left. Hural, spelled H-U-R-A-L, the book of Gash, spelled G-A-A-S-H. Abiel, the Habanite, A-B-I-E-L. The Habanite, R-B-A-T-H-I-T-E. The next word is spelled Z-A-M-A-B-E-T-H. The Baronite, spelled B-A-H-A-R-U-M-I-T-E. Excuse me, see, for wasting time. I don't know this word, so let me spell it to you, see, before I stop, because I have 4 minutes left. Elijah, the Shumite, I spell. Spell it is E-L-I-A-H-B-A, Elijah Bar, the Shelobite, S-H-A-A-L-B-O-N-I-T-E. Well, I am going to stop here. See, at verse number 35 is where I will pick up next time. Right now, I am going to say a closing prayer. I will ask your sheep to read, finish reading chapter 11 of Chronicles at verse, start at verse 36 and read down, read it all, as well as read verse chapter 12 if you can. And if you cannot, that's okay. If the Lord allows me to live, I will be back Tuesday reading what it says, or step in and reading what it says. Let's have a closing word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, excuse me, see, I'm belching, I won't stop. I won't stop. I'm stopping now. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to have this time together. Thank you for your protection day long and all night. Thank you for keeping Satan, the evil one, away from us. And thank you for allowing us to steer him away, to tell Satan, the black devil, to get away from us. So many people, God, think that Satan is white. He might be in white. I don't know. I know that your sons were black men, and this white devil, or the black devil, come into me, into the meeting that was called. As in, I thank Yeshua, your son, for allowing me to have this time to read to your sheep. And in Yeshua's name, I say, read James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will see you Tuesday. Remember, sheep, God loves you, and so do I. And I ask that you, sheep, go to iTunes and Apple Play and pick up the song that my nephew put together with his classmate, High and Lifted Up. You'll be happy that you did. They are both graduates of Columbia College out of Chicago. Did not make this song that you hear. Although they are good, they are just as good. They could play that song just as well.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know forever.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.